You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, start the season off with the freshest Cleveland Browns gear. Visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. It's time to bark, Dog Pound. The season opens at home anyway. First Energy Stadium's new debut, the unveiling tomorrow, 8 p.m. But again, you can party for 3 hours prior to that on the Dog Pound Drive. There are video games, food trucks, beer gardens, merriment all around you, as Kevin Griffin just let us know. And, of course, he said even Swagger might be walking around on Dog Pound Drive. How about that, yeah, folks? Andy Hecht, content producer, content director here, certainly fired up. He's in studio right now. Andy, how excited are you to get to interact with Swagger at the opener?
I'm extremely excited. I think it's a great thing for the Dog Pound and a great situation set up for all involved. And I think Dog Pound Drive is the perfect way to have Swagger out and about. And of course, when Swagger runs out of that tunnel and he's on the field and the fans get to experience him, it's the real true Dog Pound that we're going to experience.
By the way, while Andy's still
well
here,
said, Andy,
I got one more thing for Andy, because this is a big deal. Building the Browns Part 2 is going to air prior to kickoff, which is 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Andy, you've been working furiously with the crew, Drew Boatner, trying to get this all together, Paul Taylor, all our hardworking guys in video. Just give us some highlights as to what people can expect from that on KYC.
Well, Vic, it's going to be a great show. It's on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on WKYC, and really gives you a perspective of our own version of Hard Knocks, in a sense, and how we're, as you said, building the Browns at this point. And Brian Hoyer getting the starting quarterback job and what lies ahead for him. You'll get to experience a great piece where we're a fly on the wall, in a sense, and you have Jim Brown, the greatest running back of all time, and obviously with the Browns, spending some time with Terrence West and Ben Tate and schooling them and vice versa, just having a conversation of what life is like in the NFL and what it means to be a running back for the Browns. And you get to learn about the new receivers, Anthony Armstrong, Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, and Andrew Hawkins, and what their feeling is going to be as they step onto the field as a Cleveland Brown for the first time, and their opportunity to step up as such. So we're excited for it.
Looking forward to seeing that.
Let me just say, because I watched the first Building the Browns, and I think it is every bit as good, if not better, than Hard Knocks, which is an amazing testament to the work that you've done and your team's done, considering that's an NFL Films production, and you guys did this with basically a skeleton crew. So I think it's great. I've actually watched it multiple times, and I got to see the interview with the wide receivers go down as you guys were putting that together. It's going to be phenomenal. Everybody definitely needs to check that out. Would you say that wide receivers are one of the highlights?
It definitely is. It gives you a different perspective where you obviously learn about him on the field, but of course off the field. And a guy like Nate Burleson, who, you know, in the TV world, in the radio world, you don't need to coach that guy up.
He's
unplugged, and he is all business but all fun at the same time. So we're looking forward to it. So make sure you watch 7 p.m. tomorrow night on WKYC Channel 3.
And then it'll also be, you can see it again on ClevelandBrowns.com on our website. Make sure you check that. Check all the video that Andy, the entire crew, put together. Nathan Zagura, part of so many of those. So we got a lot of stuff for you on ClevelandBrowns.com. Articles, outstanding work by Kevin Jones. Material from yours truly as well on the website. I got a piece up there about the goal line stand, by the way, from Monday night's game you might want to look at, because I call that a defining moment of this preseason, and certainly the input from the head coach Mike Pettine on that, because I believe that that's how he feels. I think that thing made such a statement. All right, Gibbs, do we have a call still, or do we? Dan in Bellevue.
What's up, Dan?
What's up?
Hey, this is Dan. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing today, man?
Thanks for calling, Dan.
I'm doing good. Hey, I hate to burst your bubble, but I have been a Cleveland Browns fan for 50 years.
Awesome. That doesn't burst my bubble.
That doesn't burst any bubble.
I like it. Welcome into the bubble.
Okay, I got to tell you, I would like to see Jimmy Haslam, instead of worrying about the scoreboard and Swagger, put a freaking team on the field that can score an offensive touchdown. And I'll come see them regardless what kind of scoreboard they have.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan.
Fair.
Yes, and
that's,
I think it's fair.
Totally
listen,
fair. See, he wants good football.
Football
has to come first. That's the priority. Dan, just to put this in perspective, what you said, dead on, and I think it's shared by a lot of people, by the way, but I'll say this, for those who've invested in coming to the game, bought a ticket to come to the game, whether that's you or a neighbor or somebody else, the experience matters too. The experience of what else is around you. That doesn't change and cover up a team that isn't up to par on the field. You better be winning, or all the accoutrements that you can put there don't matter. I believe the team understands this and is making that investment as well and trying to get that part right. But if it fails to get that right, you're absolutely right. Everything else will fall flat. Everything does fall flat. Nobody cares about how nice those scoreboards or video boards are if they're showing a team that can't get in the end zone.
No question about it. Ultimately, it's about winning football. These things are very nice. And by the way, everybody's going to appreciate having a stadium that has been updated to the point where it belongs in this modern era of great stadiums. But ultimately, it's about winning for this football team. And that's what Jimmy Haslam is committed to doing. That's what Mike Pettine is committed to doing. And that's what Ray Farmer and even the president, Alex Shiner, that's what their commitment is. That's their sole focus. These things are nice, and these things happen because of the city and Jimmy Haslam and the team coming together and making a sizable investment. But ultimately, the biggest investment they're making is on the on-field product, and that's where I think they hope that you can really reap the rewards.
And I would equate this to, I think this is decent, remodeling your house. Say you invest heavily in making your house nicer, bigger, better. You added a whole, right, a section to your home, as you told me the other day, that wasn't there when you originally bought it to enhance its value, its look, all that investment. But if you go and do that, and then the job that you have to pay the bills and pay for that house fails, then you do lose. I mean, that's the comparison, is that you can remodel the house and make that as nice a place that you want it, which is what the game day experience is for 3 hours that day. That's for season ticket holders. That's a residence. That seat is a mini residence for them. So I think you want the team to invest and make that as pleasant as possible from an aesthetic standpoint. But if the team fails, then that's the losing aspect of what you're doing. You've put all this money into making the house nicer, but if you can't support it with the work you do, the good work you do, whatever job that might be, I think that's where the fail is. I think this is a fair comparison. So you've got to have it all, and that's what this team's going for. All right, we're going to, as we go forward with the show, get into an interview with Warren Moon. The Hall of Fame quarterback is going to join us shortly.
The kid is in studio. He's right there, the kid. I can see him.
He's in person. He's 4 feet away. I love him. Normally he's on the phone, but he's in person. He does exist. It wasn't just a voice. It's a real guy.
Come on, you guys broke bread together on
Tuesday. No, we did. We had a great time at your place Tuesday. So 2:30, we'll talk about the breaking of the bread, the sipping of the wine.
The sipping. There was some wine that was sipped.
It was a fun night.
It was. The vodka sauce. Here we go.